This week we will discuss reliving the past. The Torah teaches that one should remember the past and learn from it, and to learn from the older generation how to conduct oneself. The Friedeker Rebbe writes, "The true service of Talmidei Chachamim, to learn from their ways, was accomplished at Chassidei Shefabrengen, where the Elter Chassidim would relate Sipurim, stories of Tzadikim and Chassidim. They would explain and discuss the lesson to be learned, and arouse the listeners with appropriate awakening, ensuring that it would bring to performance. Therefore, the telling of Sipurim was cherished by our Rebbeim and other great Tzadikim of Chassidus. On one occasion, the Friedeker Rebbe said, remembering days of old was very precious to Chassidim. Homes were saturated with Midos Toivos and Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael. And no matter whether rich or poor, their doors were always open for Chachamim. In the past, Elter Chassidim would speak on their own without being asked. It was not storytelling, rather a way of life was shared. Sent by the Tzemach Tzedek to the town of Ruzhin to take care of a public matter, the Chassid and Goyin Rabbi Isaac Humbler used this opportunity to observe the ways of the Ruzhiner Chassidim and the Rebbe, the Tzadik Rabbi Yisroel. At that time, two Chassidim came to Ruzhin to receive the Rebbe's Haskama for Sfarim they had written. One was Chidushei Torah, and the other was Sipurim of Tzadikim and Great Chassidim. The Rebbe instructed that some of each Sefer be read aloud, and the Tzadik then sat in Dveikus for some time. He proceeded to praise the telling of Sipurei Tzadikim, an activity in this world which raises echoes in the Echoles of Tzadikim and Olam Haba, and thereafter set a pilpul in some of the Chidushei Torah written in the first Sefer. The Tzadik instructed his Gabbai to write a Haskama for the Sfarim, first for the Sipurim and then for the Chidushim. Rabbi Isaac was impressed with the Tzadik's pilpul on the second Sefer, but was puzzled by the precedence given to the Sipurei Tzadikim. A few days later, at a Rosh Chodesh Suda, the Tzadik suddenly said, "This Goyin is surprised at my behavior in giving priority to the Sipurim. Truthfully, this has already been addressed by Rashi, where he asks why the Torah begins with a story of the Avos before listing the Mitzvos. This is because the Sipurim tell us about the greatness which Hashem does in the world." Turning to Rabbi Isaac, he concluded, "I follow the same order the Torah used." In the year Tofrei Samach Gimel, the Rebbe Rashab told his son, the Friedeker Rebbe, "For a while, I have been complaining at the oil of my father, the Rebbe Maharash, about my lacking in Chassidus Shefarbrengens, which is a result of spending my time catering to the needs of Chassidus. I asked to receive this as a gift, and my father agreed. From then on, I began hearing Sipurim while asleep." Later on, the Friedeker Rebbe said, "From that time on, I began hearing many stories from my father, the Rebbe Rashab, but I would not ask where he had heard them." In the year Tovshin Beis, the Friedeker Rebbe once said, "Today, when the present is unpleasant, we must live with the past." The Mashpia Reb Shmuel Witten asked, "Is this the same as learning from the past?" The Friedeker Rebbe replied, "This is something else, to relive an incident which has once been experienced. The Chassid Rab David Tzvi Chain once cried out, 'Oy Rebbe!' and fainted. When roused, he related that he had recalled the Yechidus with a Tzemach Tzedek. The Friedeker Rebbe concluded, 'If a negative experience impacts a person, surely so with a positive experience.'" The Friedeker Rebbe writes, "When educating children, it is vital that they be given to read stories about the conduct of Tzadikim which they can fully comprehend. An overseer must ensure that they read it with full attention, testing them to see whether it was understood, and training them to tell it over slowly and in order. After each sipur, it is necessary to explain to them the lesson in Yira Shamayim that is derived from it." The Rebbe explained that Sipurei Tzadikim are an important supplement to learning Torah because they lead to Yira Shamayim. Hearing or reading Sipurim will encourage a person to add in Torah and Yira Shamayim and bring the person to serve Hashem Lishma with no ulterior motive. The Rambam writes that speaking highly of Tzadikim and their qualities is beneficial, for it encourages the listeners to follow their ways. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that by praising Tzadikim, one is praising Hashem, and it also brings out the good within the one telling it. The Friedeker Rebbe related, "It was a Shabbos afternoon in Tofrei Shnun Vav. After my father finished davening, he went to the home of his mother, Rebbe Tzin Rivka, to make Kiddush. During the Kiddush, my father asked his mother, "Do you recall how the picture of the Alter Rebbe was brought to the Tzemach Tzedek and what he said about it?" "Sure," she replied, "I remember it clearly." My father then asked her to tell it to me so that I hear it from a first source. My grandmother readily agreed, and turning to me she said, "Come at a calmer time and I will tell it to you." She then added, "At one Seder I heard my father-in-law the Tzemach Tzedek say, 'Mitzvah lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Through Sipurim we can go out of Mitzrayim. Va'afilu kulonu chachamim nevoinim yoidim.' Even one who is a true Chabadnik, a Chassid steeped in the insight of Chassidus, has the obligation to tell Chassidus Sipurim, for these will take him out of his Mitzrayim, Ruchniistika limitations." My grandmother concluded, "Since then I am careful to tell Sipurim only when completely focused." The Free Yedikah Rebbe related, "As a child, my greatest pleasure was to hear Reb Hendel tell of his childhood days spent amongst the previous Chassidim. From every story or minhag that Reb Hendel would relate about them, he would learn a lesson and a good midah. For him, Avas Yisroel was one of the greatest qualities. He would speak from the heart with a chassidish bren, excitement, using soft words that would penetrate the heart." In the town of Zherbina, there lived one of the great chassidim of the Rebbe Maharash, who was of great stature in Midos Toivos. He was a lamdin, thoroughly knowledgeable in Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tur, Zohar, and Kisvei HaArizal, and was also a great Baal Tzedakah. He was known as Reb Zalman Zherbiner. The Free Yedikah Rebbe heard many Sipurim from him, describing the life of the Chassidim and the ways of Chassidus in the previous generations. When Reb Zalman would relate a story, he would begin by recounting the time, place, and conditions of that era, giving the listener a full picture of the event. While listening to him, one was able to experience the atmosphere of the Chassidim and the Sipur and truly see the Rebbe who was being described. Before the Alter Rebbe would say a Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, he would say, "The words of Torah from the Zayde, as he called the Baal Shem Tov, are a skula to increase understanding and Yiras Shemayim. And the stories of the Zayde are a skula for a long life and parnasa in abundance." When the Tzemach Tzedek's daughter fell ill with high fever, he suggested that someone read to her stories of the Baal Shem Tov, for they are a superb skula to heal fever. Rebbetzin Rivka related, "In Tov Reish Tes, when I was newly married, my father-in-law, the Tzemach Tzedek, called in all his daughters-in-law who lived in Lubavitch and instructed them to gather each Moitzoy Shabbos and relate a sipur of the holy Baal Shem Tov. We asked whether it was enough to just mention the Baal Shem Tov's name. My father-in-law replied, 'Definitely a story.' After that, each Moitzoy Shabbos, one of the daughters-in-law would visit the Tzemach Tzedek, where she would hear a story of the Baal Shem Tov. This story she would then share with the rest of us." The Rebbe Maharash once said, "People say that relating a story of the Baal Shem Tov on Motzei Shabbos is a skula for Parnassah. The truth is that these three points are not necessarily so, lav davke. It does not necessarily have to be about the Baal Shem Tov. It can be about any tzaddik. And it is not only applicable on Motzei Shabbos, it can be any time. And the skula is not necessarily for Parnassa, it is a skula for all matters of life." Once after returning from the Kever of the Baal Shem Tov, the tzaddik Reb Mendel of Rimanov prided himself that the Baal Shem Tov had appeared to him. When word about this reached the tzaddik, the Degel Machane Ephraim, he became angry. Thus, Reb Mendel set out to reconcile. When Reb Mendel arrived, the Degel Machane Ephraim, without inviting him to sit, turned to him and asked, "Where am I now?" referring to where the tzaddik is situated in his thought. Reb Mendel said, "In Yerushalayim." "And now?" the Degel Machane Ephraim continued to ask. "In the Beis HaMikdash." Impressed by Reb Mendel's responses, the Degel Machane Ephraim then asked if he had truly seen the Baal Shem Tov. When Reb Mendel confirmed that he had, he inquired about what the Baal Shem Tov had said. Reb Mendel said, "He is upset that people only tell over his miracle stories and not the stories of Yiras Shemayim from which lessons can be learned." Hearing these words, the Degel Machane Ephraim then invited Reb Mendel to sit down at his side. The Tzemach Tzedek would often send the Yungalai to the great Chassid Reb Hillel Parecher to be directed in the ways of Chassidus. Reb Hillel would place the newly arrived younger man under the auspices of two senior younger light, who, in addition to explaining the basics of Chassidus, would most importantly tell Sipurim about the Rebbeim and previous Chassidim. They would retell each story numerous times until it would penetrate the younger man and he would know its details very well. Then they would ask what lessons in correcting one's midos in Yira Shamayim and Ashgacha Pratis could be learned from the story. They would urge the younger man to toil as one does in deep learning to find the lesson, and they would help him in this. Finally, they would tell him what lessons they had been told by their Madrich Reb Hillel. On the first three Shabbosim of a newly arrived younger man, Reb Hillel would relate a sipur in addition to the chassidus that he said every Shabbos. After the story, they would sing nigunim and then discuss the lessons to be taken in avoda of the heart and the mind. Reb Hillel explained the reason for this procedure. The beginning of avoda is Adam ki yakriv mikem. A person has to offer of himself to Hashem. However, in order for one to know he is an Adam and how an Adam should behave, it is preceded by the Sipurim of Bereshis and Shemois. When relating stories to children, we should tell stories from Tanakh, Chazal, and true stories of Tzadikim, and not relate Baba Mises as some do. Each story should have a lesson of goodness and Kedusha. Telling a story without a purpose is not the Yiddish way. The Friedeker Rebbe relates that in the past, Chassidim would tell over stories of great Chassidim and be inspired, and only later would they share stories of the Rebbeim. Today, even stories of the Rebbeim do not have the same effect. In the Yechidus with the Chassid Rebbe Pliskin, the Rebbe spoke of the need to tell over Sipurim of Chassidish Yidin. The Rebbe emphasized that he meant specifically those about Chassidim, for when hearing Sipurei Tzadikim, people can think that it is too far removed from them. The Friedeker Rebbe related, "My Melamed Reb Nissen would always conclude a day of Cheder with a story. He explained the reason for this with a mashal. In the small towns, people were poor and were therefore careful with their use of matches. At night, they would leave one smoldering coal, making sure that it retained its heat, and in the morning, they would blow on it and relight the fireplace. The same is true with a story that children hear before leaving Cheder. It keeps the fire burning, so there will be with what to ignite them on the following day."